Welcome to episode number 13 of UDU Radio on this Thursday afternoon. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, which is based in Vancouver, British Columbia, on the UBC campus, which is unceded Musqueam territory. Going with you until noon. So keep it locked. I've got a guest coming in. He was here last week, Greg Beavis. Be right back. All right, welcome back to UDU Radio. I'm your host, Galen. This is episode 13 on this rainy, rainy Thursday morning / afternoon. The track underneath is Tim Mislock. It's called Lovekin, and it's on his recent album that just came out called Now Is the Last Best Time. And it is an ode to his mother, and who's the primary caregiver of his stepdad, who has been dealing with and fading away into Alzheimer's over the last decade. And I thought that might be a poignant thing to play on the day after a national treasure and somebody who a lot of people I know held close to their hearts growing up and still do, Gord Downie. So, yeah, just a little reminder that music can comfort, and it's a good way of dealing with all sorts of different emotions. And the next song is also very emotional. I listened to it last night for the first time in the premiere of The Seawolf. And the composer is in the studio, Greg Beavis. How's it going? Yeah, well, it's funny, we had somebody ask us last night when we were DJing if we could play a song by him, and we didn't have the music with us, but I felt like this morning might be a good time to give a tribute, if any.
What would be a good hip song to play in a DJ set?
You know, I don't know, like
maybe like a rock, like I think you have to play a rocker for sure.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about playing Nautical Disaster this morning, but I kind of liked the track that I just played and its story as well. So what's the name of the song that I'm going to play here? It goes by Demo 93, but it's the closing track on The Seawolf before the credits come.
So we didn't name any of the songs in The Seawolf because we made so many. Like, literally, we just called them, like, Demo 1, Demo 2, Demo 3. We got it to Demo, like, 126. And then, like, various, like, Demo 126, 01, J- 126, 02. We just kept going. So it doesn't have a name.
Right, so a name will come, I think.
I don't think you can put out a track just called Demo 126. It's kind of weak, but...
Yeah, it's not advisable, I don't think, in the music industry these days.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, like, we've been living with these songs for so long, and none of them have names, so I don't know how we're going to name them. Like, I think there has to be some... I don't know. I have no idea.
Surf Track 9. Okay, well, we're going to play it, and I'm going to have a nice listen. It is, I was struck by it last night. It belongs, it could be on, forget the Seawolf soundtrack, it could be on Blade Runner.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Seawolf, though. It was hype last night. Ben, great job, if you're listening, or ever in the future. I'm going to play it now, and we'll be back. This is UD Radio on 101.9 FM CITR. Thank you. Shout out Sergio, listening on the FM dial. Oh, man. Okay, you're listening to 101.9. I think you're here now. You're listening to UDU Radio, 101.9 FM CITR. And I just realized that Greg's mic wasn't on earlier when I was having a long conversation with him about different things. So hopefully you find humor in that one-sided conversation. But all the questions I was asking you about your own song were not... Wow, okay. Well, you know, I'm new at this radio thing, so we're still learning. Although I'm a DJ, so I should learn how to press buttons a little bit better, I guess. But anyways, change up the vibe a bit. Started out pretty moody. The last track is Daphne off his new album, Jolie Mai, which is on his own label, Xiaolong. And that is, of course, Dan Snaith from Caribou doing the production on that. And this is underneath we've got JV, which is a triple X edit. So no title, it's just a triple X edit. So I'm still reeling from not still. Okay, let's move on. Let's keep the show going here. UD Radio episode 13, Greg Beavis in the studio. We'll be right back. Enjoy the disco. Your love, I
ておりますインシローですが、最近よく言われてるんですよ、なまりがちょっと取れちゃったんじゃないのなんてね。
Welcome back to the radio on this Thursday afternoon. You're with us. We're with you for about another half hour here on the UBC campus. I've got Greg Beavis in the studio, fresh off his Seawolf scoring debut last night. The show was at the Imperial. Ben Gulliver, the director, put out a pretty epic cold water focused surf video with some of the sort of craziest cinematography I've ever seen. I'm not a huge surf video connoisseur, but looked pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, I never watched really surf movies. I watched skate movies back in the day, but this movie's kind of, it's like an art piece, right? It's so just visually beautiful. And the music is...
Yeah, it feels, yeah, a lot more artistic. Definitely, with some of the stark contrast between the small little surfer on the wave and the insane backdrop.
Right, like, yeah, some of those, just like these huge landscape shots, and you almost don't even miss the surfer.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and so you did the score for it. Took 5 months, you said?
Yeah,
or
6 months. I mean, 2 years ago, Ben asked me to play drums, and we didn't have any money, so we were just going to put some mics in front of the drum set, call that score. But 6 months ago, kind of, it was finished, and we just started making tracks and sharing with each other.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. We played a track earlier. We'll play one at the end here too. The track earlier, as I was saying, belongs probably on the Blade Runner soundtrack, maybe more appropriately. It's very epic, produced extremely well. You couldn't answer those questions because your mic wasn't on. But we'll play one more at the end. Until then, we've got a few more techno tracks. The one underneath is by Pepe. It's called Lemon Fanta, and it is out on Lobster Theremin right now, as well as a lot of other great stuff on Lobster Theremin. Go check that label out if you haven't. Stuff from Full On Techno to, like, this track is just light, bubbly, airy, but definitely with some crisp production on it as well. I'll stop talking, let's get back to the music. Another Daphne track coming up after this. We'll be right back.
Hey drum. 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 Hey drum.
All right, I'm going to play this track here by CL. It's called Elevate Go Off, the Go Off mix. And then we're going to play another track from the Seawolf premiere with Greg Beavis in studio. CL is from Toronto. Cindy Lee, playing a bunch of her stuff recently as she is producing a lot more. And I think she's just got her first release on Peach Records coming out this week. So look for that. This is a great track. And we'll be right back to chat with Greg for a second about this song we're going to play from the Seawolf. Demo 128. We'll be right back. All right, here it is. Demo 128 from the Seawolf last night. Greg, anything to say?
No, nothing to say about this one. I mean, this one's kind of a journey. There's lots of sections. Lots of things come in and out. There it is.
I hope you enjoyed that track from The Seawolf, which premiered last night, composed by Greg Beavis. And Ben did some as well, right?
Oh, yeah, quite a lot.
Okay,
yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. A collaboration there. For scoring, is it your first movie that you're scoring? First movie?
I mean, I've done lots of short, like, 3-minute, 5-minute videos and tons of, like, brand videos and commercials and stuff. But, yeah, first, like, hour-long, what I would call a movie.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, Ben, the director, is a musician too, you know, and just so talented. Like, Ben is like effortlessly talented. He makes it look so easy. So to work with him was just, I learned so much and so fun.
That sounds really annoying.
I mean, you know, Ben. There's no
I
one
do,
like
I
him.
Do. All right. So this has been episode 13 of UD Radio here on 101.9 FM CITR on the UBC campus. I think we're past noon now. Just waiting for Dunkin' Donuts to come through. Apologize if you were hearing only one-sided conversations earlier, as only one mic was turned on. But we learn, we grow.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I don't blame you. We're getting better and better every day.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much for that. Okay. Well, we'll toss some ads on, and hopefully see Dunkin' soon. Thanks for coming, Greg.
Bye-bye. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
All right. Thanks
for playing the music.
Yeah, okay, cool. Have a fantastic week. Thanks for living. There's Duncan, I see him. All right.